Harry Black has chosen attorney Paula Boggs-Muthing to be the next city solicitor. She's currently general counsel and vice president of community revitalization for the Port Authority. Prior to that, she was a senior assistant city solicitor. Black says Boggs-Muthing has a bright legal mind.
What I've told her is that, she's the city's number one lawyer, and that's what I wanted to be, the city's number one lawyer. Basically representing the city of Cincinnati government, which is city council, the mayor, and the administration.
The city posted the solicitor's job in mid-October and had an application deadline of October 29th. It was later changed to November 12th. Now, about 2 weeks from that deadline, a selection has been made. But Black says the process was not rushed.
The bulk of your resumes are going to come in the first week to week and a half anyway. And then you just add that extra time to give yourself more time to let others trickle in, which is probably what was the case here too. But 30 days notice or 30 days of being on the street, as far as I'm concerned, was more than sufficient.
Black says the city received 12 applications and he interviewed three people before selecting Boggs-Muthing. She says she's excited to rejoin the city, and being with the Port Authority allowed her to learn how to manage a team of people.
Ensure that each of those individuals feel like their strengths and skills are valued and utilized in a way that moves their careers forward.
She'll replace acting city solicitor Terry Nestor, who's been in the role since former solicitor John Kerp was demoted in January. Black has also selected Oscar Bedoya to head the Trade and Development Department. He comes to Cincinnati from New York, where he was a vice president in KPMG's advisory practice, specializing in project finance and public-private partnerships. Black says he's never worked with Bedoya, but was aware of him.
His reputation as the director of this department will be established within the first 6 months, and then we will basically build on it from that point on, based on the various things that I am tasking him with doing. Number one, we're going to do some sort of a reorganization of the department.
Black says Bedoya's experience and expertise will bolster the momentum already taking place in the city. Bedoya says he welcomes the opportunity.
I think the key to my success will be, building strong relationships early on, understanding fundamentally what's going on currently and where we can build upon that. And so I think there's a lot of momentum. And so, look forward to just getting embedded into the conversation and the process.
Bedoya replaces Interim Economic Development Director Jeff McElravy. So far, City Manager Black has selected five new department heads with another two positions yet to be filled. He also says more administrative changes could be coming, with some department heads being asked to take on additional roles. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.